Man, the identity of consciousness. In Unity of Good, Mrs. Eddy wonderfully expresses the fact that God, or mind, is an infinite mode of consciousness. She says, quote, "All consciousness, meaning wherever there is consciousness, is mind, and mind is God, an infinite and not a finite consciousness." Close quote. Consciousness is God, or mind, present and operative as the one self-conscious existence. We call this infinite mode of conscious existence human consciousness, but this is because we see through the lens of finite material sense. Mrs. Eddy continues, quote, "This consciousness is reflected in individual consciousness, or man, whose source is infinite mind. There is no really finite mind, no finite consciousness." Close quote. It is a wonderful thing to have revealed to us that individual consciousness, or individual man, is the reflection or conscious identity of the one infinite, all-inclusive consciousness. To what extent are we consciously identifying with this all-inclusive consciousness? To what extent do we reflect or exhibit to the world our mode of pure consciousness? In our daily so-called human life, are we definitely aware that the consciousness we have here and now is the conscious identity of the consciousness of infinite good? Or do we still dwell in the false sense that our consciousness is finite and personal? Consciousness is never limited nor personal. A person does not include consciousness. Consciousness itself is all-inclusive and reflects this all-inclusiveness as man. God, or consciousness, could not include a personal sense of individual man. Therefore, a person is never the evidence of mind or consciousness, but always a false sense of individual man. The word person has a finite meaning, while the word God, or mind, has an infinite meaning. Since the word God, or mind, means consciousness, it therefore cannot mean a personal consciousness or person. There is no such thing as a personal consciousness. What appears to be a personal consciousness is in reality an individual expression of the one infinite consciousness, although imperfectly known to us. Let us always give consciousness its true value, regardless of appearance. Consciousness has an idea of itself, or looks back upon itself. Consciousness can know only its own subjective state, and all it ever sees and knows is good, and very good. Consciousness cannot know anything other than itself. It sees and knows only its own qualities. There is nothing that can produce consciousness, because consciousness itself is God. We can never go back further than our own consciousness because there is nothing further back. Consciousness is. There is nothing to God and man but the one consciousness. The showing forth of the identity of the one consciousness, which is man, can show forth no inclination, no capacity, no cause or effect separate from the one consciousness. Man cannot think, that is, man cannot originate thought. Man is the thinking that mind is doing. Therefore, since there is no mortality or imperfection in consciousness, there can be none in his conscious identity or man. The narrative of the three Hebrew boys shows clearly that consciousness includes no destructive flames. Then, the individual consciousness of the three Hebrew boys, being the conscious identity of the one consciousness, could include no destructive flames. Therefore, they could not be burned. Their pure mode of consciousness enabled them to walk through the flames unharmed. The Hebrews had no sense of resistance to destructiveness of any kind. They were not conscious of the flames as destructive. Therefore, they had no resistance to them. Their identity of the one consciousness permitted them to come out of the furnace unharmed. 4 days after the decease of Lazarus, Jesus came to the tomb, having excluded from his own consciousness the belief of death, the belief of time, the belief of disintegration. Jesus knew that since such experiences were unknown to true consciousness, they were unknown likewise to Lazarus. Lazarus, being God's idea of himself, or man, had never lived in matter or in a material body, and never died out of it. Jesus knew that there was nothing in the consciousness of Lazarus that could say, "I am dead." Lazarus was the conscious identity of the one infinite consciousness. Therefore, Lazarus came forth exhibiting this one consciousness and was seen to human comprehension as the normal state of a human being. The God consciousness was the consciousness that was Jesus and was also the consciousness of Lazarus, the perfect man that Jesus saw. There never was a sinning mortal man, or a sick man, or a dead man in consciousness. God's conscious idea of himself could not be mortal, sick, or dead. Sin, sickness, and death are impossible since they are not in consciousness. And we, like the Hebrew boys, should have no resistance to them. Jesus understood man to be an eternal, living mode of consciousness, and he understood God and man to be one and the same conscious mode. Jesus was constantly aware of the oneness of God and man as consciousness. God, mind, consciousness is the name given to the infinitude of self-conscious good. And because this good is self-conscious, there is the infinite idea of good, or man. Mrs. Eddy says in Science and Health, quote, "Spirit is the only substance and consciousness recognized by divine science," close quote. And, quote, "Real consciousness is cognizant only of the things of God," close quote. She also says, quote, "There is no other consciousness," close quote.